Actually, we were roommates at the Manning Passing Academy when we were both in college. So I've known him since then, and then I've played against him several times. So I always say, you know, the usual hello before and after the game. And so, yeah, I am familiar with him. He's a good guy.
What year would that have been?
So maybe like 2003, I think. Yeah. Yep.
Small world.
Yeah, we were roommates at, I think it's, oh gosh, Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Yeah, Thibodaux.
Yeah, and in a dorm room, so.
Both from high school?
No. We were counselors at the Manning Passing Academy.
TJ Yates was in 2003?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a year younger than me, or, yeah.
Would have been 2003?
No, I'm sorry. 2007. I'm thinking my junior year of high school. Sorry about that. Yeah.
We were roommates and counselors at that.
Yeah, we were counselors. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2007. My bad.
He's been.
Yeah, 2003. I was in high school too.
You guys friends?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and for the, you know, there's so many quarterbacks in the NFL, and the fact that we roomed together at the, you know, the passing academy, and like I said, when you play each other, you come say hello and.
Is it important for quarterbacks to have a good relationship, a friendship? Is that necessary in the league, or does it help?
I think there's just a mutual respect. I mean, there's only so many of us. There's 32 teams, so there's 32 starters, and usually, you know, only one or two guys behind them. So it's kind of a small group of us, and I think you just have a mutual respect.
You've got a lot on your plate, Brian, but of course you probably feel some obligation to try to get him caught back up as well. How do you juggle those two things?
Well, he's going to ask a lot of questions, and I got to just be there to give him the answers. I know, especially this system, you know, he has a little familiarity from, you know, when he was here before he was traded. So I can tell he's already recalling a little bit. But you know, it's important. It's important for the team, for me to have him ready, you know, to do best I can. So if, God forbid, something does happen, he's ready to go in.
What have y'all seen on film?
2007.
Seven, yeah.
Okay. What have y'all seen on film?
One of the requirements is to be on time, to kind of meet the obligations that everyone else does. When a teammate doesn't do that, how do you guys feel about it?
I mean, I'm not going to comment on that just because, you know, I only have my personal opinion. I don't think that's appropriate to put out in the media.
Can you talk about the slow starts, specifically the one in Miami? I guess easier said than done as far as fixing that problem. What stood out when you looked at a film, and how can it be corrected?
Yeah, just lack of execution. I mean, we have to go out and execute the plays that are being called. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, especially when you get in that situation, you just got to find a way to get the ball moving, get a first down, get a completion, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, we'll avoid those types of things. And I think we came out today with great enthusiasm. It was good to get back to work after a day like that, and, you know, look forward.
Is the approach, we're 2-5 yet, there's a lot of football left, and the AFC South is what it is right now. You're only a game back in the division. Is that the positive approach you guys are trying to take?
The approach is really, you know, come out here and, you know, a divisional game at home. I think we're not looking at anything past that. So for us, like I said, to come out and have a good day of work today, build on that tomorrow, Friday, and then, you know, feel good coming into Sunday and know that we're playing a divisional opponent at home.
What are your thoughts on the running game now that Arian is out?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I had to answer this question in training camp. Yeah. Obviously, Arian's a huge part of our offense, but in the same sense, I look at those guys over there, Blue, Polk, J.O., they all know the offense really well. They're all more than capable, and I have a lot of you know, trust and, I guess, faith in those guys that they're going to step up and do their part. And really, like I said last time, we all as an offense have to step up in his absence.